Three, one,
two,
wait,
one.
Wait.
No, no. Eddie threw that off. Okay. Hold on.
Count it down, Char.
All right, ready? Three, two, one. That was so out of sync. All right. Welcome to another episode of Drawing a Blank. I am your host, Carson, here with host Sean. So let's get started questing.
Okay, I just got left out of that. All right. That's how it's going to be.
Okay. Can I get a just sidebar with Sean here? You understand sidebar, right? Sidebar, Sean?
Sidebar.
All right, so I thought we agreed that we were going to cut the dead weight at the end of last episode.
Yeah, I don't know how we got into this call.
I remember very clearly we weren't sure what we were going to do, and we demoted him to intern, and I didn't know that interns got mics.
Yeah, so if we're cutting dead weight, why don't we cut the people who spelled the name wrong?
But we didn't. We actually did.
Right, so at the top of the show, we have something to address. We apparently cannot spell. So our logos all over our website.
Wait, which one of you spelled it drawing with the L? Was it Sean?
Let me get into that. So the logo that you will see all over our website and on our Instagram page misspelled our name because Sean spelled drawing with an L.
Wait, no. It's spelled right on everything else, though. How is that?
No. It was the logos that I put onto everything had L's in them, though.
Yeah. Quick change. I fixed it. We're good.
As we took.
Yeah, I didn't update the website or anything, though. We still have L's in everything.
That's not on me. That's not on me.
Wait. You spelled everything wrong on the website, Carson?
No. So the website's spelled right, but all of the logos for everything have L's in it. So it's like drawing. So like a southern drawl.
Sean used the wrong drawling. Yeah, he used the wrong drawling.
Yeah, and so what that did, though, was make me question if I did the right drawing. So then we had this whole oh shit moment where I almost thought that I bought the domain name and set up a whole Instagram account and this whole thing with the wrong drawing. Then we had to consult outside source, so we had friend of the show Sponge have to tell us where the phrase drawing a blank came from.
we basically went down the whole history of drawing before we came to the conclusion that we did have a little bit of a mix-up, but spelled it right in the end.
Our domain name is fine. Sponge said that it had to do with the Wild West and, like, drawing a gun and firing a blank or something.
Basically, we just traveled down Ancestry.com, and that's how we got to our name.
Yeah, after like 3 hours of research, we finally realized that we didn't spell our name wrong.
No.
Except for that Sean, one time we did.
Except for the time when Sean spelled it in the logo because Sean thought it was drawling. Like, yo, he's drawling. Like,
yeah.
Sean was using slang, thinking we were using a different... He thought we were playing on the words.
I just don't use that. I don't actually write that phrase. So, either way.
Our friend Alex really liked that, though. He liked that it was he thought that we meant to do that as a play on words and didn't you like that we changed it back.
You guys want to know the funniest part of it all, though? Was that Emma told me like 3 days before, so before we had even like recorded or before we had even launched the podcast, right? I'd sent her the logo and asked her for her thoughts, and she texted back and said, hey, there's an L in it. And I said, oh, whatever, like not even reading the text. And then we posted I hang out with her this weekend, dude, and then I tell her I was like, hey, did you know we spelled all of our logos wrong? She's like, are you fucking kidding me?
I feel a lot better about myself now. I don't know about anybody else.
Yeah,
because I wasn't dumb enough to post all the shit online with the L in it.
You didn't notice it, or else you would have called me on it. Are we going to ignore that fact?
Sean, I'm the one who called it when you posted it.
Does that lag feel a little bit convenient?
I'm the one who called it out.
Oh. Yeah.
All right, listen, he called it out. We all know our roles in this.
We all took the L's and so did the title. Doesn't matter. Yeah. Moving on.
The L's is the L. Oh my God.
The L's went all around.
Oh,
Wow.
All right. So anyway, we want to start out with a little questing.
Questing. So to dive right into questing, I figured actually tonight I was just on a quest. Re-downloaded Pokemon Go.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes. So back on that grind. It's pretty fun, I can't lie. I'm actually kind of surprised I dropped it in the first place. There's a lot of new Pokemon and stuff out there. So I'd say it's still a pretty fun game to just have when you have a girlfriend who runs track and you need to move around a lot, but you want to find something to entertain yourself. Pokemon Go.
Yeah, dude.
While you run?
Well, yeah, because we go on, like, you know, walks. She also
That's pretty cool, Sean. Sean, did you mention the fact that you have a girlfriend? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I know. I do that sometimes. Brag. Yeah.
Whoa, girlfriend.
Nice.
Yeah, I know. Dude, sometimes I just I hold her wrist. She doesn't like me holding her hand. What can I say? Okay. Moving on. Questing.
Alright, so anyway. Oh my god, I don't even know where to go from there.
Questing. We were talking about questing.
Alright. Anyway, yeah. Pokemon Go. Yeah, I never really got into it. There was that one day where, like, we were walking around the neighborhood and that was fun, like, 2 years ago playing it. But I don't know.
Oh my god, are you talking about when we went, like, we went out in the middle of the night and then, like, someone ran outside for the Dragonite? Who was that?
I don't remember. I was talking about
it. My mom got really pissed because it was like, do you remember that, Sean? Mom got really pissed because
that was Alex, I think.
It was 3 a.m. and he ran outside because there was a Dragonite outside and he just whipped open our door and ran out on the front lawn.
That game, though, had a surge where you actually saw people walking everywhere.
Dude, they had, like, hotspots associated with restaurants. Like, restaurants would advertise online if they were a Pokemon hotspot.
If they were a Pokestop, yes.
That was crazy.
Yeah, dude, that was wild.
That was actually probably one of the coolest summer, like, trends.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, that was so much fun. I felt like a kid again. Everybody was outside and doing stuff. And, like,
and playing Pokemon. So it was, like, nostalgia and just awesome.
Wow, I just don't like games where it tries to get you to, like, move around, though. It's my same thing with the Wii. It's like, if I want to play video games, I want to be sitting and relaxing. I don't want to
really
be,
Carson,
like...
You really like the Oculus, though, dude.
Okay, well, that's a whole different... We'll go down that another day.
Yeah, but
yes, I do like the Oculus.
The Pokemon app was so much smarter than Wii, because it was just kind of like, hey, look, augmented reality... Go out, catch Pokemon. Of course people are going to go out and try to catch Pokemon in the real world. That's who didn't want to do that after seeing a Pokemon thing? So they'd even have to sell on the whole, you're going to be active while you do this. It's like, of course people are going to be active while they do this. Who's not going to be going out and trying to catch a goddamn Pikachu, you know?
I'll be honest. I was running like an iPhone 4 during this craze too, so I kind of quit because my iPhone kind of crapped out on me. But Pokemon Go is pretty fucking lame anyway. So
no, it's not. You're pretty fucking lame.
Yeah.
I just wanted a Charizard. That's all I wanted.
Yeah, I don't know. Now that I've upgraded it recently to an iPhone SE, I might have to get up on my Pokemon Go grind again.
Oh my god.
But
I think it'll still crap out on you.
Going back.
So anyway, sorry. Go ahead, Sean.
I was going to say, going back to questing. Actually, a few nights ago, I was sitting in my basement, and I was just, you know, it was one of those nights where you're just like, you're like drinking something like a Coke or a Pepsi.
Where is this going?
And you know,
Pepsi guy. Ew, shut the fuck up.
And it's just one of those drinks that just makes you feel a little good, you know? And anyway, during that, I decided to play Borderlands 1. Don't know why, but it was probably one of the best questing moments of my life because I didn't know what was going on, but I was having a great time playing Borderlands. And I think that's I think that's the way I want to play Borderlands from now on. At least the first one. The first one. So, tip for questing in Borderlands 1, because it's...
Be tipsy.
Be tipsy, because that game is hard as hell to play sober, because you'll quit right away.
It's truly
I've Border quit that game many times. Now, I'd say Borderlands 2 is a little different because you want to remember some of the dialogue and funny, quippy moments. But Borderlands 1 has no dialogue. It has very little dialogue, very little cutscenes or interactions. It's just Borderlands. And I think that was the most productive way to play that game. I really enjoyed it, actually.
Yeah, Shauna, you need to invite me to quest sometime.
Should we establish here that when Borderlands, like, you know, it's Borderlands.
It's Borderlands, yes. What we're talking about is Borderlands.
We call it Borderlands though, because it's fun.
Should we also establish that questing is our name for video game talk as well, in case didn't get that? It might be confusing because I've been referring to myself as a level 9 paladin, which is totally besides the point.
God, I don't even know what that means.
It just means I'm a dude with a lot of mana.
Yeah, basically.
Still no idea what that means.
So anyway, back to Pokemon. So Pokemon just released a new trailer for a new iOS game that's more like the Pokemon games that we grew up with on the Game Boy. They just released a new trailer for it. But the thing that's weird about it is it's almost like an anime style. So it's like 3D art, which I really don't know if I like.
It looks like
I saw it, but it looks like...
I mean, it still looks like Pokemon. The character designs are all the same. It's just 3D animation.
Yeah, I know. I don't like it.
Why? No.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. Like, for me, Pokemon's 2D.
You know what? I think they should have combined that with Pokemon Go. Like,
now, I
want to battle people in that same way that you used to battle on the Game Boy, but I want to do it in real life.
Or you catch your Pokemon and then you train them in the forest.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, that's what I want to do. I want to be able to do the same shit that I did on the Game Boy, but with Pokemon Go.
Yeah, because, like, catching the Pokemon was fun, but, like, honestly, like, I'd say just as much fun, even more, was training your Pokemon. And obviously, like, the gyms were the best. Yeah.
I mean, they had the gyms. They did have the gyms, but it'd be cool to, like, 1v1 your friends and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
In an augmented reality where it's, like, you guys are standing there, and it's, like, you standing on the screen, and the Pokemon pops up in front of you, and you, like, guys... they battle in front of you?
Yeah, I mean, what I want from a Pokemon game is either exactly what you described, or, like, the 2D, like, throwback Game Boy. No. I don't want this, like, new wave 3D freaking weird shit going on.
But the thing is that Pokemon is an anime.
Yeah, now, I don't understand what his issue is here. The characters look the same, they're just 3D rather than 2D.
Yeah.
Same designs. I don't understand what the issue is.
And I
don't know, dude. I just like the 2D. It threw me off seeing them in three dimensions.
They still make the game. They still make 2D. Like, they have, like, newish 2D games where, like, the art styles are updated but still 2D. I don't mind seeing the 3D. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I liked it. I think Carson's argument here is the minority here.
I have no idea what you just said. You just lagged a lot.
Yeah, that was...
I think Carson is in the minority here, is what I said.
I love how you slowed down as if, like, we couldn't understand you because, like, we're stupid or something.
Like,
you started talking to us like we don't speak English.
I mean, you guys can't spell very well, so...
Oh... No, I think the worst part about the spelling thing was just how bad of a listener I was when freaking Emma texted me 2 days before we launched that it was spelled wrong, and I just completely ignored her.
Shit happens.
Yeah. So anyway, so I guess we know where you guys stand on the Pokemon game. I guess you guys are not bothered by the fact that it's a new art style or anything like that.
Yeah, I'm all about it. I think it looked clean.
Yeah, I think it fits right in with, you know, it's just Pokemon. That's what you would watch on TV. the cartoon was the same. You know, I mean, obviously, I didn't watch the newer cartoon, but the old cartoon. No, it was an anime. It was fun to watch. I think some of those cool fighting stuff with anime actually looks cool.
Yeah, great. We'll say the animation's amazing.
Yeah, like what was it? Was it Pokemon Arena for the N64? Where it was basically like a 3D like Pokemon battle. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, had no problem with that.
No, but it's something about walking around the forest and looking for Pokemon, and you're like actually walking through real grass. Something feels really fucking wrong about that to me.
It's not real grass.
Well, no, I know it's not real grass. I'm not sitting there going, which app is Pokemon Masters and which one's Pokemon Go? I'm not like freaking losing touch with where I'm finding my Pokemon. In what reality I'm searching for Pokemon. No, it's just I don't like the look of it. You know what I mean?
Well, since we are speaking of phone games, you know, while we're on this topic, Mario Kart Tour, which is coming to iOS. Trash.
I looked into it. There's apparently a ton of microtransactions and all that bullshit.
Oh, is there? Apparently, I didn't see that.
Apparently there's like 10 different ways to pay and play.
Oh, see, my problems with it are the controls. So the controls, you don't actually steer with your iPhone. You move your thumb along the track. Yeah, and it auto drifts on the turns. Yeah. So it's like if it does the turns for you and you're just moving your thumb, what are you doing?
So I'm looking at gameplay right now. Yeah, that it doesn't look. It looks like a cheap kind of cop out for an iOS. Like that's sad. That's sad because just that could take you. That could have taken people back to the DS on the bus games. You know.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. Sorry, go ahead, Sean.
I don't know how prominent that was for you guys since you guys are 3 years older, but
remember. We did with Game Boys.
Yeah, we did it Game Boys. Well, you couldn't connect though the same way, not on like a big scale.
You could trade Pokemon though with the little wire thing.
With the wire, yeah.
But I'm talking about just PvP type games where it's you're sitting on a bus, all your friends link up. Goddamn Mario Kart on the bus. That shit got intense, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I never played it on that kind of scale. I did play a little bit of Mario Kart DS with people. But no, what I was excited for was it was supposed to be out in like March. So what I was thinking was like away games, we would all be linking up and playing Mario Kart with each other on the bus. And then it just never launched. And then now turns out it's like not even, you know, there are no new maps. It's all recycled maps. The controls look like they suck. And now you're saying microtransactions. It's like,
apparently there's five different tiers of paying to play. Like, so it's five different versions or something like that. I just watched a video on it and was like, well, that doesn't look fun.
Yeah, dude, that was the thing I actually liked about Super Mario Run was, like, there weren't really microtransactions. It was just sort of like you pay $10 and you get full access to the game, which I actually liked. You know, it's like,
but you know what's really funny? That game didn't make nearly as much money as they thought it would, and their free to play game actually made them like an insane amount more. So you'd think they learned their lesson.
Yeah. So I mean that makes sense because they're freaking 14-year-olds with their mom's credit cards who just buy hundreds of dollars of freaking microtransactions on those games.
I mean,
no, but what I'm saying is the game that was free to play made them more money than their $10 to play Mario.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm saying it probably did that for microtransactions, right?
That's how games think about Fortnite. Fortnite's free. Do you know how people spend money in that game? An unreal amount.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to come completely out of the closet here. But I dabble in Fortnite, and
oh no, shit! Yeah, you know you play Fortnite.
I have spent money. Actually, just the other day.
Wait! Time out. You spent money on it?
Just the other day, I bought a new mouse for my computer, and it costs money, but it helps.
$20.
It helps.
Oh, God. How much?
It helps stabilizing.
Hold up, your audio cut out.
I don't my audio cut out.
Sean, so you spent what?
Alright, so basically, yes, I play Fortnite, right? So I used to use this old mouse. Just like a normal, like you know, just two-click mouse. And then basically what happened was I needed an upgrade because you need to be able to build fast on PC, and I can't do that with just a two-click mouse. So I went out and I bought this nifty little guy. It's kind of blurry because of my cool camera effect, but
it's not
such
cool.
A we dumb effect. Turn it off.
Either way, as I was saying, it has more buttons so I can build faster, but it came at a hefty price of a mere $50.
$50?
But it has cool.
I mean, I guess that's like buying a controller, and controllers are a lot more, so I guess that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, but it's like buying a controller specifically modded for professional gaming because your regular Xbox One controller wasn't enough for you.
He hasn't played the Xbox.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's the parallel to it.
Yeah, but it's cheaper.
Not really. It's cheaper, but it's just the fact that he bought it specifically for Fortnite bothers me a little.
I mean, it's not only for Fortnite. It's weird. It's actually, it was so worth it. Like, on any surface I use it on, it has these weird, like, almost like magnet type things. And they just, like, roll across any surface as if it's nothing.
So you paid $50 for a magnet thing?
No.
It has wheels, is what you're saying?
Yeah. They're flat.
It has wheels, it rolls across any surface, like...
They're flat. These are flat, these are not wheels.
Oh.
But they're, like, like, the way it moves, it's, like, really crazy. So it's... and it matches my keyboard, which glows, so I considered it a beautiful purchase.
So, basically, other than Fortnite, it replaces a 50-cent little mouse pad.
Well, no, because I have more than one shooter on my... It's for any shooter. It's not just for Fortnite.
Dude, you're at a totally different questing level than the rest of us.
I am. And that's why I am an Archmage, okay?
when did you level up to Archmage? Were you just a wizard like last episode?
Yeah, but he didn't have the mouse last episode.
now I'm
it's like when Harry Potter goes into the and it gets the wand and his hair like blows and stuff. That's what happened when Sean touched the mouse.
He suddenly became
like more powerful.
I'm Gandalf at this point. I'm Gandalf.
Which one?
Like both. Gandalf the White.
I'm like a light gray. I'm a mix of both.
Hold on. While we're on this subject, can I bring up the fact that we had this talk the other day, and Sean and I are not into the Lord of the Rings really, but we've seen them because our friends forced us to.
No, I did not see it. I was alone when I said, you know what, Sean? This movie comes up all the time. Apparently, it's amazing. I'm gonna sit down. I'm gonna watch it. That movie is so goddamn long. I fell asleep like three times throughout and still didn't finish it.
You're talking to someone who owns the extended cut box set who grew up watching those with an extra 30 minutes on each movie.
Jesus Christ.
The third one is an extra 45 minutes long.
That is a waste of life force. Mister.
I'm gonna spend $50 on a fucking mouse for
this. This is why you are such a low level, just mage.
I'm a paladin.
You're a paladin.
Protector of the realm.
You cast light spells. You cast spells that illuminate areas.
Well, maybe if you knew anything about questing, you would know that paladins don't even cast spells. So maybe if you're a better questmaster.
Do I have to bring up the weapon slots from Borderlands, Mr. Quester? didn't think we had to go there, but I'm fully prepared.
He's shaking his head. He doesn't want to go there.
Anyway.
Sean, I'm so with you.
Yep.
I remember the first time I ever tried to watch The Lord of the Rings, I fell asleep. I never fall asleep in movies. I never fall asleep in movies. I'm a movie guy. Like, I'm a film guy. That's what I do. I never fall asleep. I fell asleep in that movie the first time I ever tried to watch it. And then my friends forced me to watch the Hobbit movies.
The Hobbits are bad.
I really didn't. I was not a fan. And I went to a marathon. My friend, he had a marathon recently and invited over. He had a Lord of the Rings watch party. Right? I dipped out in the middle of like every single movie. I couldn't do it. I had no idea what the hell was going on. It made no sense to me. Everybody's like, oh yeah, well, the books. I'm like, I didn't read the books.
No, you don't have to read the books. You just have to suspend your disbelief.
Okay, Carson. Well, then you tell me. You didn't know this. How the hell does Gandalf come back to life and just becomes Gandalf the White? And then he kind of knows the people, but he's like, I don't really remember you. But I do remember that they called me Gandalf back in the day. How does any of that make sense?
No, that's not what happened. His memory was triggered by them calling him Gandalf, because then he goes, oh yeah, that is my name. But I will agree that he goes from forgetting his name to knowing exactly what's going on in the movie, and like exactly to this point in time in like 3 seconds.
That's what
like,
I mean.
Oh yeah, I am so Gandalf. Confused. That was my name. Holy shit.
And also,
Frodo's missing.
Next thing you know, he's negotiating with elves, like knowing exactly all the circumstances and what is going on.
Yeah, he does go from having no clue what's going on to being very on it very quickly. Like he knows the King of Rohan is being manipulated remotely. But like, dude, right before that, you just remembered your name.
That's what I mean. So in this movie, it made no sense to me. I was out right there. I was like, I don't get how any of this works.
And it's also in the second movie, though. So you were out after the first movie?
Yeah.
So there was a full movie that you were in on.
No. I watched.
Oh, is Eddie a closet Lord of the Rings fan?
No. I watched. I think most of the first one. I came back, saw the ending, was like, "Damn, this shit's not over yet." I saw Gandalf die because I remember all that stuff. And then next movie, he comes back, and then it lost me there again. When he's all of a sudden like, "Oh, now I know everything," even though I forgot my name. And then I left and went like. I think me and Dan went and tossed the football around outside and then came back again, and the movie was still on.
Do you notice how hard Eddie is trying to hide that he's a closet fan?
Yeah,
he tries to throw in some jock mode. Yeah. I'd go out, slam a few brewskis, toss the football around, with some weights. I've
been nerds all this time, so I had to go and toss the football around just to sort of reset myself.
I took my glasses off, stomped on them. Don't need those anymore. I'm not a nerd.
Honestly, we were drinking we were drinking too, and that still couldn't make the movie fun. Like,
yeah, beers are pretty chill. That's cool. Yeah, beers are chill.
Yeah, dude. Sometimes I just lift when I'm watching movies. Oh my god.
I hate you guys.
It's like any movie over 90 minutes. It's like, dude, I need to go hit a freaking lift or
a
couple push-ups at least.
Oh, okay.
Get a good pump in.
Well, you know what, guys? I will say this, though, about the movies. Since I have seen most of the Lord of the Rings and the Hobbit or whatever, even though I don't really care for them at all, I will say this. The Lord of the Rings, with the practical effects and the people in makeup playing the orcs rather than the CGI orcs in the new ones, was so much better.
Oh, it looks so much better.
The orcs were way scarier in The Lord of the Rings, and the violence was like, the fights were way cooler and well choreographed, and they weren't just a bunch of CGI things running into each other.
Dude, when you look at the two side by side, you would think that The Hobbit was the one that came out in 2003.
Yes.
The Lord of the Rings is like masterfully shot. It's all of the freaking set designs and everything that they just green screened in The Hobbit are beautiful. Yeah, they're all real.
They had a Star Wars thing going with it was like the prequels where everything was CGI. They literally did this. Peter Jackson did the same goddamn thing. I can't believe he fell into the George Lucas trap.
I think he just got lazy. Like, I think he knew once you take a 200-page book and make it 3 movies, I think you know it's just a cash grab. So I think he just said, fuck it, I don't want to go live in New Zealand for like 4 years again.
I don't know.
I don't know.
He didn't have to do them again. He could have just told somebody else to do it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But again, I guess the money, I don't know. Because he put in so much effort clearly into those other movies. Even though I don't really like him because I literally had no idea what the hell was going on and was like, this is dumb.
Right, because you're too cool for Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. I still thought it was super well shot. It was well acted. The sets were great. The makeup was great.
Yeah, I mean, it's considered as
I'm like, that's cool. I just didn't care for any of the characters. I thought, like, I don't know. I couldn't connect to any of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I disagree. You know, but I
think who do you connect to?
Who do I connect to?
Yeah, he's your boy. That movie.
I mean, Legolas is one, obviously.
Why? Because it's Orlando Bloom and he just floats around shooting arrows perfectly.
It's pretty badass.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, but I mean, like, character do you connect to? He's like a robot.
Probably Aragorn.
Okay, Aragorn is kind of cool. I do like him. I will say that. He's cool.
Samwise Gamgee. Yeah.
Aragog has those crazy eight legs.
Aragog.
And he commands all the spiders.
Okay. He's
pretty good character.
Like, it's weird that the main character, Frodo, I really didn't care for.
Dude, I love how the lag is even trying to make him sound chill.
I know. I didn't even care for.
I hate you guys so much.
But, okay, let me just say, speaking of my wizard powers and Gandalf, I just want to say I called these lacrosse games, and me being the almighty powerful mind, I think you guys underestimated my ability to choose
to
win.
I'm actually really pissed off about that. Let's get into that real quick. So the PLL is horseshit. Is basically how we're going to start this segment, because having grown up watching lacrosse and Eddie having grown up watching lacrosse, Sean, who... And playing lacrosse. So, you know, I played 4 years in college. Eddie and I played in high school together. Sean, who I have seen hold the lacrosse stick once in his life, predicted the most correct things in the PLL.
Honestly, to me, this comes as no surprise. I'm
sure it doesn't.
I thought this would happen. I knew it would happen because I was the only one who did my research on the Redwood Forest. I didn't see anybody else typing in anything about it. I said that arrows would penetrate the chrome. I told you the chrome isn't that reflective on a bad day. And what do you know? There was some overcast. The sun to shine in the eyes of the archers. So I figured these were some pretty obvious calls, but yeah.
Yeah, and the thing that was crazier too was that.
What about the whip snakes?
Well, the whip snakes you didn't call, but I was gonna say that was because
we did call the whip snakes. And you did say Matt Rambo would be a huge factor, and he was the one who had the assist at the end of the game, drawing the slide and dishing.
I did say that. My favorite thing about Matt Rambo is that if you saw him on the street, you'd have no idea he was a professional athlete. There are a couple guys like that. Chris Cloutier looks like he gained 40 pounds since college. And he was always a fat guy. But, dude, just look – like, watching him, like, lumber across the crease. Dude, he was just jiggling all the way.
And then he just catches and, like, does some ridiculous thing and scores. And it's like, oh, like, he does six ball fakes and scores.
Dude, that guy probably runs top speed, like, 4 miles an hour. But it's just like he's so good at protecting his stick and just finishing inside. It's ridiculous.
He's got amazing stick skills. He's Canadian. It's that box across, dude.
Yeah. So anyway, let's talk about my favorite part of the PLL, which is that NBC Sports didn't care enough to have somebody working on the delay. So all of the Saturday games were uncensored. So every player and coach mic'd up. So Andy Towers, who is the head coach of the Chaos, broke down his huddle by saying, all right, ready, boys? Fuck them on three. Ready? One, two, three. He said, wait, wait, wait. No, that's not right. Us on three. And the mic picked it up.
And they addressed it the next day, too. And we're just like, oh, yeah, we got some colorful language there. It's like...
Dude, they said, like, fucking shit, like, 100 times. It was so awesome. They never thought to stop miking up the coaches, either.
Dude, and the players, it's so weird that they're talking to the players while the players are out on the field.
Oh my god, that was a the goalie thing like never
they're
worked.
They're like out of breath. They're like, I can't really hear you out here.
Yeah, they would mic into the goalies and they'd ask them some like ridiculous douchey lacrosse announcer question. Like, at the end of The Great Gatsby, when Gatsby sees the green light across the lake, and the goalie's like, I can't hear you.
Hold on, you're thinking of the NCAA championship.
I know, but they were still asking like douchey shit. I know what I was thinking.
That was one of the funniest things ever. That guy talking about The Great Gatsby during the NCAA championship game.
He talked about it for like 3 minutes. We're like, dude, what is this, the freaking middle school book report?
Yeah, and we were like, where is he going with this analogy? It's like, okay, dude, we get it. You went to private school and read books, okay?
Yeah.
This the is cross. Lacrosse, no, okay? We like, know.
Dude, could you make us look any whiter, please? Like,
yeah, that was funny. But what I want to say is, let's talk about what we liked and disliked about the PLL.
I like the fact that a lot of my choices were correct.
All right, so talking to the two people who actually watched the games, I hated the two-point arc. I hated it with the MLL, hated the two-point arc.
Dude, bullies are just too good. It's pointless.
It's stupid. And, like, it kind of stretches out the field, but, like, dude, if a guy like Sergio Perkovic isn't scoring on the two-point arc regularly, it's, like, it's just hokey, you know?
Yeah,
it's almost like... It's almost like when the Harlem Globetrotters have that one little circle in the middle of the court that's like a four-point shot. That's what it feels like to me. Like, it doesn't feel like a three-point shot in basketball.
No, it doesn't. Like, at the end of the game when it was a two-point game between the Atlas and the Redwoods, you're thinking, oh, Paul Rabel's going to pull up from this thing, and nobody could get a shot off, and the goalies were just too good. Like, it didn't even matter. It would have been smarter for them to just go and try to score and get another face-off and score. But what I did like about it, dude, speed kills. We thought Atlas had that game. Is it lagging? Is it making me sound like a stoner?
And he goes, speed kills.
Yep. Resident chill guy internetty. This is why you're not a host, man. You're
you don't bring the energy.
Yeah.
No. I loved how the Redwoods played so fast and aggressive. Like, the Atlas, they have a stacked team. They really do. They have a stacked team, but the Redwoods, like, you had Joey Sankey and Salcido and, like, Kavanaugh, all these small guys that were just...
Well, the Redwoods were the only team that were built that really felt like it had the rules in mind, right? Because, like, the one thing that I didn't equate for when I was looking up the league was, like...
10 yards shorter.
Well, it's that, dude, but the box is also 20 yards long, the substitution box.
Yeah.
So, like, dude, they're just burning in transition. But, dude, it's like...
they don't sub. They said their thing was to sub as little as possible to get as much transition goals as possible. And that's what they needed to
sub. The Atlas needed to sub. They don't have two-way players.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah, and I mean... Dude, the thing is like,
college that's rules. You're right. That'll force them to play. You're going to have to be good both ends.
Yeah. Well, in the college rules, the Atlas would be absolutely dominant. Just looking at that roster, no one could run with the Atlas in college rules. But with these PLL rules, a team like the Redwoods are kind of set up to dominate. They're just a bunch of short, fast guys who just freaking burn it in transition. The only thing that I, you know, the way they were set up, they were definitely set up to have like some outside shooters with like Kyle Harrison and Sergio Perkovic, sort of to stretch the field a little bit. But it was kind of like I said, the 2-point arc is so irrelevant that like having those guys who can shoot from the outside didn't make a difference because nobody hit one of those shots.
But then again, the goalies were just so on point.
Yeah,
making stupid saves. I couldn't believe how good they were. And that one guy from Towson is he's the new guy. He's the young kid. He's a rookie.
What, the goalie? I didn't know there was a Towson goalie.
Yeah, the kid for the Redwoods is their starting goalie is injured. He's not Towson. High Point.
Oh, that kid. He's from Maryland. That's what you were thinking. He's from
I'm sorry. Yeah, he's High Point, and he's a rookie, and that kid was just insane.
Yeah, well, dude, both of those goalies that were picked, too, the announcers were saying when they made the teams, they were kind of afterthoughts, you know? It was like the top two goalies had already been taken, and they were just absolutely insane. But that was kind of the thing with this league was, like, dude, guys who, like, you had never heard of kind of showed up. Like, Connor Farrell, the Chaos Faceoff guy, who played D2 at LIU Post, who had the biggest hit of the frickin' weekend.
Yeah. That was and it was chippy. They were fighting. There was two fights that broke out. It was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, the league was awesome. I mean, if they just got rid of the stupid two-point shot, this would be...
Also, I kind of miss having a box in the 10-yard thing. The 10 yards that they took out of the middle of the field. I think it's almost too quick.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't mind that, though. I don't really mind that so much, but... You know, because again, I think it's such a small difference that, like, I don't know how much that really even helps. But they really they need a box, and they need. So yeah, I guess that would be adding those 10 yards back, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to have.
You have a box.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to have the box. But yeah, even if they did like a smaller box, I'd be okay with it. You know, just get rid of the 2-point arc. It makes no goddamn sense.
Yeah, no, I agree.
It doesn't help teams close the gap ever, and it feels really annoying whenever a team hits one, because then you're just sort of like, all right, that feels super out of place.
If you have smallpox.
Did you just say smallpox?
What?
Well, we're talking about smallpox and lacrosse. I think that they should add smallpox back to lacrosse. It's a Native American tradition, right? Or something like that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we might need to edit this out.
Jesus. Oh wow! We were really behind on that joke. We did not see that one coming.
Ooh.
Neither did I. Neither did I.
Skype. Skype is letting us all down right now. we said small box as in a square.
Interesting.
Maybe we should move on.
Yeah.
Maybe we should move on. So my God.
Raptors-Warriors, two games into the series. It's tied 1-1. What are our thoughts?
Dude, I don't know. I'm still shook from that last comment.
Yeah, dude, basketball's a sport or something? I don't know. There's a hoop? Jesus Christ.
I don't feel like talking about the Warriors-Raptors. Nothing interesting happened.
Warriors came back third quarter. It's what they do. They're going to win. And
yeah, Clay had a hell of a game.
Kawhi Leonard is suing.
Had a hell of a game.
Kawhi Leonard is pressing.
Filed a case against Nike.
A federal lawsuit against Nike for using a logo that he claims he had made.
Wait, what?
But if he didn't have a patent on it, how can he claim? That's what. But I'm wondering if you have to have a patent on something.
No, intellectual property is still yours.
Intellectual property.
Yeah, intellectual property. Apparently, he invented the design.
Well, that means he has to show that it was
proof that he invented it.
Basically, it has to be in some sort of tangible medium.
Wait, what is this logo? I gotta look this up now.
It's basically like a hand with like. Yeah, it's literally just like a hand with like. Like some like a basketball line's in it, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, no, but it's KLW. It's like claw. It's KLW is what it spells. Oh,
anyway. Well, if that's how you spell claw, I'd be very disappointed in both Nike and Kawhi.
Because it sounds like you'd fit right in.
Well, that's because I'm one of the lead developers at Nike.
Wait, would you add Kawhi says he invented this hand? It's a hand.
I was actually supposed to.
It spells Kawhi Leonard. It is a KL.
Yeah.
I was actually supposed to add a Y on the end of Nike when it was first made, and I forgot. But we stuck with it ever since, and it looks nice. So.
I kind of like. When would Kawhi Leonard invent this? Dude, it's not in his programming.
What do you mean? He's basically.
Are
a Mac.
Are you saying he robots are now creative?
No, dude, he's not self-aware yet. All right.
How do you know that they're not creative? It's like iRobot where they start dreaming and like creating things.
All right, if Kawhi Leonard starts dreaming, we're all fucked.
Like an Isaac Asimov story, like iRobot, like any of those other short stories you wrote about robots.
Oh, I know. I've seen the Will
Smith. They suddenly become.
As soon as he goes through the government archives and sees all the wars.
I'm not a nerd, Eddie. Way to out yourself. Freaking nerd.
God. Anyway, there's like a lot of stories like about them becoming like creative and stuff.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what happens in iRobot, the movie with Will Smith, is that the robot starts to dream.
And then his dog gets killed.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Well,
what's her dead dog?
Well, iRobot, they actually, they took the main story, like the short story of iRobot, but then they took a ton of other elements from his other robot stories and added them to like make it a full length feature.
Oh, yeah. CGI zombies and stuff, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, if Kawhi Leonard starts to dream ever, or if we ever like get any, if he has a notebook full of drawings of him and other Kawhi Leonards like walking towards a river, we're fucked.
Other Kawhi Leonards?
Yeah, it's just like an army of them. They're just all walking towards the river.
You know, I want to say something. Do you guys know the song When I Grow Up?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
By the Pussycat Dolls.
Yes.
Yeah, when I grow up, I want to be... I was listening to the beginning of that song. And when it goes like, when I was young, I wanted attention. It's like, ha 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 ha, right? I could only think about inserting the Kawhi laugh in there. So every time it does that, it goes, ha ha ha.
Ha 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 ha.
That would be so funny. I think you should do that.
How beautiful. I think that you should
do that.
Be.
I think you should do that, and I think that should be the official soundtrack to Drawing a Blank.
When I was young, I wanted attention.
Yeah, that needs to be our intro song from now on. Or no, maybe our outro, because the clap is how we start every episode.
Yeah.
The clap. Oh,
copyright.
It sounds like we start every episode with an STD.
The clap.
The clap.
I just want to say,
let me just slowly administer antibiotics as the show goes on. It takes about an hour. That's actually what this show is.
Copyright, trademark, patent, R Radio Shack.
Yeah, that's proprietary now.
Yes.
Proprietary.
Yeah. I think we got that down then.
So yeah, are we still sticking to our original predictions for the Warriors series though? So
yeah,
we both had the gentleman's sweep.
Gentleman's sweep.
You're sticking with the Raptors, even though the Warriors won with like a freaking crippled Andre Iguodala, crippled Boogie Cousins. Clay went out.
Clay, yeah. And no KD.
And they still won. And yeah. KD's coming back by game four.
I would just hold out hope because I'm sick of seeing the Warriors win all the time.
All right. So Eddie would like the robots to take over. And become self-aware.
Not only robots, but Canadian robots. Not even American robots.
Not even American. Expatriate it.
The robot. Day that Kawhi wins will be our judgment day.
Will he smile if he wins? That's what I want to know.
He'll do his...
People will be like, how's that feeling? He'll be like, you know, it takes a lot more to get to know me. Ha 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 ha. They'll just drop the mic and then like, go freaking plug himself back in. I don't know.
God. Yeah. I think the gentleman sweep is what it's going to be.
Well, also, do we want to talk about Barry?
Barry? We can talk a little Barry.
See, we talked a little Barry last time, right?
Should we wait until we all have finished the first
season? I need to at least finish the first season.
Yeah, let's finish the first season.
Both seasons, guys, please. It's
okay, well,
so
I'll finish both seasons.
All right, we'll finish both seasons. I mean, I basically finished an entire season other than like an episode or two, just waiting for the show to start.
No-ho Hank is my boy, dude.
Yeah, I mean, since Sean's so chill and has a girlfriend, we had to wait so long that I watched a season of Barry.
There it is. Wait, what happened? I missed something. Everything froze.
Oh, you missed something?
No.
Oh, it wasn't important.
Don't worry about it, Sean.
You can hear it on the episode if you want.
It wasn't going to get you.
God damn it.
Yeah, the one time I took a shot at Sean, like, ever in my life, it lags. I'm sorry. I'll never do it again. You're my host.
It's just my magic.
Yeah. Yeah, hosts got to stick together. It's just you and me against the world. Just two hosts.
Basically.
Yeah. I mean, well, this show would be nothing without the two of us.
Exactly. It would literally be nothing.
Yeah, what would this show be?
It would just be some dude trying to hide the fact that he's a closet Lord of the Rings fan.
Yeah, are we going to have him back? I kind of like thought we decided to fire him.
Do you want to take another
sidebar?
Sidebar.
Oh my gosh.
Respect the sidebar.
Yeah. Now personally, I think we should never see his face on this camera or his voice in this podcast again. Yeah.
I mean, if we have to hear his voice, can we maybe modulate it or something? I mean, it's just so terrible.
Like auto-tune?
Yeah, like kind of like a Kanye West robot voice or something.
Oh, we could do that.
We definitely got to cut his video feed.
I can look at him. I can bleach my asshole if we need to. But yeah, we can definitely mute him. Yeah.
Do we keep him on as an intern? I mean, I'm not really sure what he's doing for us.
I mean, yeah, I could get frosted tips on my pews, but like, yeah, I don't know if we should keep him on as an intern or if we just move on.
I mean, dude, I feel like, you know, I feel like we can get interns from anywhere.
Yeah, like I went to the doctor and they did say it was crabs, but he does get me coffee on time every single time.
Now, did they tell you you had crabs when you went to get the frosted tips, or did you go to the doctor for different reason? Because usually the barber will not frost your tips if you have crabs.
I thought we were talking about Eddie being an intern.
Right. Me too.
Yeah. Wow, that, you know, that made me a little uncomfortable.
Right. Take it up with HR. Anyway, all right, we're back, Eddie.
I hate you guys so much. I hate you guys so much.
Of course, he's too chilled to talk to us on the podcast.
It's too chill.
He just has to lag.
We give the interns faulty mics.
Yeah. Every time they feel like they have something to say, we just let it kind of cut out.
And then we nod our heads and go, yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, man.
You're the worst.
I think we'll have to wait till next time to see if we actually do have Eddie back on again. We'll see. Sometimes he just creeps his way in here, it appears. But
yeah. I've been getting a lot of DMs from anonymous sources saying that he's the worst part of the show and that we should fire him. Like, at least, like, 2,000, which is weird, because we did not have 2,000 listeners.
They just knew.
They just know. They see our logo on the interweb, and then they just message me and go, hey, bottom left, not feeling it.
No. I can hear what I'm seeing, and I'm not liking it.
do I get a severance package?
For an intern, you're unpaid. We don't pay interns. Maybe when you were a co-host, but we demoted you before we fired you. We're business savvy over here on Drawing a Blank.
Very business savvy.
Business savvy. The art of the deal.
And the deal of the art.
Yep.
Art. Yeah, deal. I think we should end it here because this is not going well for me.
Well, you would think that we should end it here.
Well, we are ending it, Eddie.
It's starting to feel like bullying.
You're out, Norman.
Hashtag bring back bullying 2019.
I still have not gotten my coffee, and it's been like 3 weeks.
Why would you want coffee at midnight?
Because we're recording a show.
Yeah, but we're done. It's over. It's over, Edward. Anakin. High ground.
Edward.
Do you see how he's talking to me, Sean? Like, dude, why do we have a guy like this on staff?
Edward.
Doesn't bring my coffee and just has to come back at me with all these little comments.
You're out, Norman.
Out am I.
And with that note, Jar, give us a proper outing.
All right. Thank you for listening. We'll see you guys on Friday.
We don't see you because we can't see anything. Shut up.
I hate him so much.
He's out. Just clap out. 1, 2, 3. We'll get there.
All right. I'm going to end the call.
Oh.
Okay, he's gone. Cool. We have to leave this in. We're still recording.
We're still recording.
We have to leave this in.
Thank God. You know, Jar, finally we have some serious business.
Oh my God. Well, dude, now we'll see how good of an intern he is. Will he listen to the show once we cut his mic? Like, will he have any idea that there's just a segment at the end where we just completely cut him out and told him we were signing off and that didn't?
I think we're going to have to do this for every episode until he finds out.
Oh, we 100% are.
I'm not going to tell him about this part.
After Hours with Carson and Sean?
Yeah. Basically, we're just going to have to trash Eddie behind his back until he figures out.
Oh my God, yeah.
Did you hear his little nerdgasm when he started talking about Lord of the Rings?
Oh my God. Or how about the fact that he's too cool for Lord of the Rings, but he can talk robot books?
Yeah, come on. Dude. That was a little sus. That was a little sus.
He's like, I was like, oh, the Will Smith movie. He goes, actually, the Will Smith movie pulls from several of his short stories. It's like, dude, who gives a shit?
Nerd.
He's a freaking nerd. You know what? He also, I mean, I can't tell this because he was sitting down, but he looked short today.
Oh, he looked
short.
He looked like a dwarf.
Yeah. He was a hobbit.
He was a hobbit.
He was a hobbit.
As much as he doesn't want to admit it, he is one of those hobbits.
Yeah, I mean, he is a stone's throw away from being a little person.
Jar, I think this is one of the best parts of the show.
Oh, absolutely. We definitely have to do this every single time.
Well, Jar, until next time for After Hours, this was the real host of Drawing a Blank.
Godspeed, sir.
Thank you for joining us, everybody. And Jar, wonderful night to you.
Wonderful night to you.